Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long lived upon the land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, our Lord gives a grave warning to honor our parents. And he says, "He that shall curse father or mother, let him die to death." And he strongly condemns the scribes and Pharisees who make all kinds of excuse not to honor their parents. These kinds of teachers were not good teachers, but our Lord said that they are like blind leading the blind, and both will fall into the pit. This gospel made me think about a beautiful story which comes from Korea and tells about a poor blind man called Shim. He was a widow who had only one child, a daughter named Shim Chong, who loved him very much and whom he tried to bring up as best as he could. One day, old man Shim was walking out alone when he, as a blind man, fell into a deep pit that brought water to the fields. Every time he tried to climb out, he slid back again into the mud. He started to think that he would die in that pit when he heard a voice speak to him from above. "Old man," said the voice, "we have heard you complain many times about your blindness. If you will give 300 sacks of rice to the temple, then we monks will pray for you to be able to see once again." The blind man cried out, "Good monks, only save me now and return me safely to my daughter, and I will gladly offer you whatever you ask." No sooner had he spoken than he felt a gentle but firm hands lift him up and out from the pit. It was not until later, when he was already home and dry, that he realized that he couldn't offer even 3 bowls of rice, let alone 300 sacks, and he had no chance of keeping his promise to the monks. Father and daughter both began to weep, for neither of them could think of any way to pay their debt to the temple. There was also a rich merchant who had lost many ships on the stormy sea, and this merchant consulted the high priest of the temple, who told that he must take a beautiful young girl out to sea and give her to the Dragon King, who was master and ruler of the oceans. So the rich merchant offered a great quantity of gold to any family who would give up their daughter to the Dragon King of the East Sea, but none would enter into such a horrible deal. And then Shim Chong, the blind man's daughter, appeared at the harbor and offered herself in return for 300 sacks of rice to be sent to her father. The merchant could not believe his luck. 300 sacks of rice was nothing to him, a low price truly. Although the merchant sent 300 sacks of rice to the temple, and the monks did indeed pray for the return of old man Shim's sight, nothing happened. Now, not only was he poor and blind, but he had lost his daughter too. He was utterly alone. Shim Chong boarded the merchant's ship, and the ship put out to sea. At first the waters were calm, but then the Dragon King began to thrash his tail, and the waves started to toss the ship. The merchant told Shim Chong to put on her brightly colored wedding dress, and then he brought her up onto deck. Shim Chong quietly said a prayer, and then she leaped over the side of the ship and into the waves. As soon as she had disappeared, the violent sea grew calm again, and the sailors wept because they had never seen a girl at once so beautiful and so brave. Shim Chong sank deeper and deeper into the icy cold sea, and when she opened her eyes, she was surrounded by bright fish of every color and shape, and they led her to the palace of the dragon king of the East Sea. There she lived happily at first, but it was not long before she began to miss her dear father, and she began to look sad, and sometimes there were tears in her eyes. At last the dragon king could no longer bear to see this lovely girl looking so sad. Her devotion to her father touched his heart, and he sent her back to the world above. Only first he transformed her into a lotus flower. One fisherman found the lotus flower at the river, and he was so overcome by its beauty that he decided to make it a gift to the king. When the king saw this flower, his eyes lit up in wonder. He set it up in his room, and every time he felt sad, he stood and looked at it, admiring its beauty. What he did not know was that each night, when the palace was asleep, Shimchang would come out of the blossom and walk through the many beautiful chambers and halls, and at first light she would merge back into the flower. One night the king could not sleep, so he got out of bed and drew the blinds to let the moonlight into his room. He turned around and was amazed to see the most beautiful girl he ever saw. She tried to merge back into the lotus blossom, but it had vanished. She could not say who she was, for surely the king would not believe her story. But the king could not help but fall in love with her. Not long after they were married, and their wedding day, he said to her, "My blossom, now you are my queen. Anything you wish, I shall grant, and all you have to do is tell me your desire." Shimchang replied, "There is only one thing I wish for. Let there be a great banquet to celebrate our marriage, and may all the blind men of the kingdom be invited to dine with us." His bride's wish was strange and unexpected, but the king gladly granted it. They held a banquet, and blind beggar men came from all four corners of the land to feast at the table of the king. The new queen watched from behind the silk curtains, hoping to catch sight of her father. Though hundreds of blind men came into the banqueting hall, not one was her father. The queen had given up all hope of seeing him. "He must have died of grief when I went away," she thought sadly to herself. But one of the king's stewards called out, "Do not close the doors, for there is one more beggar for the banquet." An old man entered the hall, leaning on one shoulder of the steward. His clothes were ragged, he was covered with dust from the journey, and he was so weak he could hardly walk. Shimchang came out from behind the curtain and held his hand. "Father," she said, "it is I." When the old man heard that familiar and much-loved voice of his daughter, he opened his eyes and he could see. Children, as equally as God has told us that we must honor and obey Him, He has told us we need to honor and obey our parents and our superiors. Shimchang, she knew she could never be a good queen and faithful ruler if she would forget her poor and blind father. What we Christians believe is what we show by our actions. For example, we believe in God and we prove it by loving our parents. In this way, children, you also prove that you are Christians and Catholics, according to the words of our Lord Himself. "In this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." God bless you. In the name of the Father.